got into training camp, really none of the quarterbacks had, I would say, real good preseasons. We were concerned about the position just in general. But frankly, we were concerned about Drew at that point as well, based on preseason, that it just didn't, we weren't moving, you know, offensively, we weren't executing, moving the ball like, you know, we felt like we would want to.
Now rolls to the right. Now he's going to have to run at the 20, 25, 30. Oh!
Tom Brady's in the game. Showed some great poise in preseason.
In seven games, Brady helped the Patriots to a 5-2 record, while Bledsoe recuperated.
Over those next few weeks, when he was in there, you saw flashes. You know, was it perfect? No. But you saw the ability. You saw the potential for him to lead us to the team. We could win a Super Bowl with somebody that just wasn't going to lose the game.
Lockett starts to run now, throws it, is tipped, and believe it was intercepted.
After losing to the Rams on November 18th, and with Bledsoe receiving clearance to play, Bill Belichick clarified the quarterback situation in advance of the Saints game.
Barring any unforeseen circumstances, Tom will be the quarterback. I think that I want to make it as clear as I can that this is not about Drew losing a job or being beat out or anything like that, and that's in no way, shape, or form the case. It's a situation. This is strictly about the team.
Are you hurt, frustrated, or how do you feel?
Next question.
In any way, did you see this coming, Drew?
I'll just put it this way. I look forward to the chance to compete for my job.
And you'd expect the person to say that. I mean, who doesn't want to play? You go ask the backup running back if he wants to play, and he's going to say the same thing. And if you don't want that, then you're in the wrong line of work.
You know, I've been here 2 years. My job is to make the decisions for the football team, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the best decisions I can for the football team. That's what Mr. Kraft's paying me to do, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make the decisions that I think are the best for the football team, T-E-A-M as in team.
Again, that decision wasn't universally received well, but I said, okay, look, this is what I'm going to do. Whether everybody agrees with me or not, it doesn't matter. It's my decision. I'm doing what I feel like is best for the team. And what I need you to do is to go out and do your job. I'm trying to do mine. You go out there and do your job. Trust me. I trust you. Let's go forward.
And when, you know, Coach Belichick made that decision, you know, it was quiet in there in the locker room, because you just feel the tension.
When a guy gets paid a $100 million contract, he's the first pick overall. He's the face of your franchise for so long. And you've been to a Super Bowl with them in the past, and I can keep going. And the head coach sees something, or he sees how our team rallies around this young kid.
You know, that was a week for me, now that I look back at it. I mean, I would have probably viewed Coach Belichick differently if he went with Drew. I mean, you tell us, if we're playing well, all right, we'll play. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how many Pro Bowls you've been to. Who's playing the best will play. Tom was doing all right, and you could see him getting better.
And I think what he did for us was eliminate all distractions for a team. He eliminated the quarterback carousel going back and forth, the controversy, dealing with the media. He took pressure off the team.
That was really a moment of credibility of Coach Belichick from me.
Well, I think, you know, I have been the starter, so I think it's pretty much business as usual in that sense. And, you know, how about that? Typical lawyer Malloy right there. Don't get any better than that.
As a captain, it's like, okay, Drew, you're back. Okay, but I gotta still invest in this young kid, because he has the football in his hand every snap, you know. But now you got to stay ready for us. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to one of my idols, a guy I respected coming into, you know, into the Patriots organization, Drew Bledsoe. And I'm saying, okay, you make sure you stay ready. it was an awkward situation.
You know, I'm sure there were some second thoughts and not maybe universal acceptance in the room. But again, regardless, no matter what I did, it wouldn't have been universally accepted. There would have been, you know, a little bit of a split opinion. But the thing that I really respected about that team was how they put it aside, regardless of what their personal feelings were, and moved forward with their job, their responsibility. and try to do what they could do to help the team. And in the end, that's really what, you know, got us to the finish line.